It's funny, we're coming out of Hell's Bells and we're going into someone who was a preacher.
Wow.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Welcome back to the show, Nicole Mitchell.
Hi, thank you so much for having me again.
Oh, absolutely. So AJ, she was a preacher, right, and then she became a life coach slash OnlyFans hottie.
Okay, yeah. Career change.
It's a dramatic
right.
career
it's
change.
It is. One pays better, obviously.
Career.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Which one pays better? Which one's more fun?
Yeah. Passing a basket around and asking folks to put money in.
Oh, gosh.
You know, when you think about it, though, a preacher and a life coach are very similar in that a preacher is trying to inspire you to
right.
be a better person.
Exactly right.
And that's what a life coach does, so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, went across.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
what
I just
that?
Do with less clothes on now. It's great.
Right. And you know what? It doesn't, like, I don't go through every picture on your Instagram, but I follow you. We follow you. The show follows you since you've been on. It doesn't seem like you try to play up on that. Like, you're not wearing church-type clothes in a sexy,
you're not Madonna
dirty
video.
Way. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. In the 2 years I've been doing OnlyFans, I've only done two, like, religious content. It's not... I don't know. Some people have asked for it, but it's not as popular or as big of a role in my work for whatever reason.
My thought would be it's not worth the trouble.
Exactly.
Like,
right.
You post a picture like that, and man, it's a wall of negativity.
The sky is
right?
getting dark. The lightning strikes. Yep.
Well, people are offended that you're
right.
You know,
blasphemy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That big word.
Yeah, I had a fan send me, made me some art where I'm a stripper dancing on a cross.
Oh boy. That's serious.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a tattoo.
And it's like really, I love the duality of it, but I've not posted it online because of that reason. I know for a lot of people that would be too much for them to handle. So I get that.
Yeah.
You seem pretty young to have been a preacher already in your life. Like, how young were you when you became a preacher?
Yeah, I've had many lifetimes. So I was a high school teacher before that.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
How old are you? Can I ask?
I'm 37.
37. So you were a high school teacher, then a preacher, and now
I'm
life
a bartender
coach.
And a face painter. I've just kind of
a
done it all.
Face painter.
Oh, wow.
That has to be the least amount of money.
That's the good one.
Actually, you know, back then I charged $100 an hour. So it actually was pretty great.
Wow.
As a young family trying to make money, I did that on the side to add some extra dough to the family income.
Wow. And then high school teacher. You didn't like that? What didn't you like about that,
students?
I was a high school teacher for 5 years, and
five.
I loved so much of it, and I was also ready to be done after half a decade.
5 years.
No.
So you weren't in it for the pension?
No.
Was it the parents, the teachers,
the school
what
lunches?
Was it that made you think, I can't do this for another five?
Yeah, I think, you know, schools are wonderful because, like, the kids are the best part. I love the kids. I want to invest in them and pour into them. They're my favorite reason that I did my work. But the paperwork and the meetings and the trainings, I worked so long and so many hours for such little pay.
Goulash
it just
Thursday.
Wasn't sustainable.
Yep.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. What AJ?
Goulash Thursday. The school lunch.
Goulash Thursday?
Yeah, yep.
It was the lunches that sent her out?
Theme lunches, yeah. Weenie Wednesdays, come on.
Weenie Wednesdays.
Right. Pizza Friday, not so bad.
No, but you know what's interesting in that? It was all the things that had nothing to do with being in a classroom teaching kids.
Yep.
There was too much of that.
Exactly
right.
Yeah. Too much of that. Yeah.
Yeah. So then you go from teacher to being a preacher, which rhymes teacher preacher.
Pretty good song.
How does that happen?
Yeah, I think I've always loved... Well, I'm an exhibitionist, so I've always loved stages. I love lights. I love cameras. I love speaking. I love inspiring. I love being in front of groups of people.
That makes sense.
And so it felt like this natural outlet to, like, use my passion and my talent on stage. And because I grew up in the church, it really was the only option I was aware of. I had no other ideas of how I could channel that. And then once I got more familiar with who I am and with what I wanted and learned about OnlyFans, I was like, oh my gosh, this is what Nicole really wants to do.
Wow. So you must have been a good preacher because you're into it. I've been to a lot of services where I just think to myself, just leave.
Right. just
we go. All know you didn't work on this.
Right.
You pulled a page out of, you know, out of the file.
You can read very well.
Yeah. And then you go and
hilarious.
There's someone really inspiring who you leave there energized.
Right.
You know, wanting to be a better person.
Yep.
You must have been great.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, thank you. It's so funny because I still feel like that same old Nicole on my OnlyFans, like the energy and the connection I make with my audience. And it's very easy for people to think like, yeah, because you're naked. But it's deeper to that than me. So I'm always like, everyone, join my OnlyFans. It's like this amazing community where the connection is real and the inspiration is there. And it just happens to be really hot at the same time.
Yeah. Well, it's a good combination, right?
It's a
great combination.
It will hold the attention of a lot of people who would normally not want a life coach.
Yeah, it's a little bit more effective than teaching or preaching.
How long were you a preacher?
I trained for 3 years and then officially for 1 year.
Wow.
After that
was quick.
Wow.
Right.
What happened in 1 year to make you think, this not for me?
Get the hell out of there.
Yeah, the higher I rose up in the ranks, the more controlled and censored my messages became. Oh. So I could say less and less what I really want to say and be less and less me. And I had to perform to be more and more like the head pastor. And it just was too
performative. What do you mean by that?
And not, like, it's a mega church. So typically mega churches are built on the personality of a head pastor. So whenever they're training in new pastors or preachers, they want you to sound and look like the head person so that you keep the audience's attention. So then I felt like I was more like a puppet, say this, do this, act like this, instead of being my true version of a preacher.
Okay, wait a minute. So they have a room full of people who, like, look over what you're about to say or have...
Yes.
It's almost like...
Like a board.
It's almost like one of these reality shows and you're the singer.
Right.
And they're like, all right, this is the song you're going to do.
Right.
And this is the attitude that we want where it's not really reality.
Or no golden ticket for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Whole production, and you're kind of a cog in the wheel. So you either go along with it or try to change it, which I tried, or be gone.
Or be cast asunder.
That's fun. Well, look, it is a performance to get through to people and keep them interested.
Yeah.
It's got to be exhausting.
Yeah.
You got to sell it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
there are days, like just like being
people.
A singer or a comedian, there are days you don't feel it, but you still have to go out there and give the people what they came for.
Exactly right.
Was there a moment while you were preaching or a moment in one of these meetings where you're like, yep, I'm done?
You had an epiphany?
Many moments.
Okay.
And I was so conflicted because I had worked so many years for this moment in my life, for this job title, for this position, for this opportunity. And now I was considering walking away, and it was such a hard decision. So I stayed as long as I could until things got too difficult and too hard where it was no longer emotionally well for me to stay there and I had to leave.
Do you give 2 weeks notice?
No. I finished preaching one Sunday, walked out the doors, and never went back.
Oh, wow. Well, you should have ripped your cloth off.
Right, and then you'll go to hell.
Yes.
Right, that should have been a strong...
Throw it at the audience.
Really strong finish, yeah. Twirl it over your head, throw it into the audience.
She gave us the finger.
Damn it,
walk
I
off in your underwear, bra, and heels.
That would have been amazing.
See?
Now
this
is back
here,
and do
guys,
it.
And I throw my OnlyFans link at them. That
this
would
is
have
what
been
we're
amazing.
Here for. Bad
Instead
ideas.
Of like,
this
yep.
is what
Right,
where
people.
Were you back then, guys?
Yeah.
Instead of like juicy on the butt, it has your OnlyFans tag.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, you did it in a classy way, which is good because, you know, you want to be consistent. If you're going to be a life coach, you can't be doing stuff that people say, well, that's not.
Plus that whole St. Peter thing later on, you know.
Right. There is that whole thing later. So do you still believe in what you were preaching or you've washed yourself completely of that?
You know, I think when you're raised and indoctrinated in a religion, as much as you try to leave it, I think a part of it always stays in you. So I don't identify as Christian. I don't believe a lot of the beliefs I used to believe in. But I feel the most spiritual I've ever felt. I feel the closest to God I've ever felt. And a lot of that is because I eliminated the middleman. I don't need to go through church to connect to God. I don't need to go through a head pastor to connect to God. And it just made it a lot simpler and more powerful for me personally.
I think everybody in some way believes in a God or a universe or something, because when you say everything happens for a reason, right there you're saying that there's a higher power, a bigger thing at work.
Yes, there is.
Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like what you said, eliminating the middleman with your religion, because what social media has done, well, there's a lot of baggage that comes with it.
Right.
But I think what's great about it is that it lets artists, models, life coaches,
comedians
have direct access.
Right.
You don't. You no longer need a network television corporation to tell you you can have a show.
Right.
You don't need to have a modeling agency say you can be seen by people and have fans.
Just
you know, there's no gatekeeper now. You go direct.
Instagram Live or Facebook Live. Yep. Done.
It is the best thing ever. And this is, as a life coach, this is why I love helping entrepreneurs, because of the incredible opportunities we have with social media. You can have such an impact, reach so many people, and make so much money because we have Instagram, because we have Facebook, because we have TikTok. It's the most incredible thing ever.
We're going to take a break, and then I want to talk to you about some of the weirdo requests that you get.
Okay.
I'm thinking when you were a preacher, you were probably hit on too, right?
Yeah, kind of any career.
Any career, yeah. Well, you don't have that dirty girl look. You have that sweet girl next door, clean. What was that commercial back in the 70s? The Ivory Girl. Look.
Ivory Girl, okay.
Yeah.
I'll say Dubman Twins.
You know?
Google that right now.
Yeah.
But yes, I have that next door.
Yeah, Google that. That's I don't even think that soap's around anymore.
I think it is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Nicole Mitchell is on. She's an Instagram hottie, an OnlyFans superstar, and she used to be a preacher. But she's also a life coach. So she has a lot going on here.
Yeah. Many hats.
I'm guessing you get a lot of weirdo requests.
Yes and no. It's so interesting since I've obviously been interviewed all over the world and my story's gotten global.
I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you. Can you move your phone just a little bit, please?
Yes. Is this better?
She's a phony fan now.
A little bit.
Oh, no.
There we go.
I'm just...
Good.
Oh, okay.
Don't move!
Better? Yeah, right there.
Okay, not moving.
Perfect.
So it's interesting for how many fans I have from all over the world, how I've really only gotten a handful of really interesting requests, but I also love that because I feel like my fans are super great about tuning into what they know I would feel comfortable doing. And then they have the occasional request where I do have to turn it down.
Now, so you turn it down. You don't say, how much would this be worth?
You don't estimate it, right? Yeah, right.
I mean, I think that's always in the back of my head, and I'll read it. I'll listen to the request, and then I sit with it. Like, do I feel comfortable doing this? How much is this worth for my what feels good to me? Is the money worth it? And then I will either say, yes, let's do it. Or I'll say, hey, thank you so much for asking. I actually don't feel comfortable making that. Is there something else I can make you? And we always find something else.
Do you refer somebody to somebody else? Like, you know what? I don't take care of that, but I know this girl.
Oh, references.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Like, yes, I'm a foot doctor, but if you want the if you want the proctologist.
Exactly right.
Now,
right.
Here's a couple of numbers for you.
A specialist, right, exactly.
That's great. Like networking.
Right, exactly.
I love this. Except I don't know other models who would, like, for example, love to duct tape their head.
Duct tape their head?
Was that a request you got?
That was one of my requests.
Came from your afternoons. Duct tape your head.
And I was like, thank you, but I don't feel comfortable.
Duct tape your head to something? Duct tape your face like a mummy? What do you mean?
Yeah, I'd want to wrap my whole head up, but just leave a little hole for my mouth to breathe.
Wouldn't your hair get stuck?
Wow.
Yeah, there's some way to do it.
Can you imagine what's in this guy's computer?
Right.
The images?
He's an archaeologist. Ow.
Yeah, that would be the hardest part would be taking it off.
Yes, it would. Like
now,
waxing your head.
May I ask how much was offered for this picture?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember.
See, now, if it was a good offer, you'd remember.
It's from the head of 3M.
Yeah. I mean, for custom content, it's usually between $250 and $350.
Okay.
So it'd be somewhere around there.
So if someone offered you $10,000 to do that.
Oh, well, now we're talking.
Exactly. So it's never really
a price.
It's never really, and this is true with anyone, it's never really about, I would do that, I wouldn't do that. It's just, we're negotiating here. What's the price?
Yeah, by the way, for 10 grand, I'll do it too. I'll do it in my head.
You'll do it tomorrow for free.
Don't tell people that.
You from
How much to duct tape your head to your foot?
All right.
That's kind of tough, though. I'm not, you know, I can't bend
so
like
for $10,000, you would think about that, duct taping your head?
I would think about it, correct.
I think we all would.
Yeah. All right, so it's price.
Yep.
A lot of times, yeah. I think we all have a price point.
No, I could see what you're saying. For $350?
Yeah. No.
No. $10,000.
There's a price guarantee.
It makes an impact on my life. I'll do it.
Give me $10,000,
okay.
I guarantee it.
Fans, if you're listening, come with me with the $10,000 offers, and I'm a lot more likely to do what you ask.
Right. What's another one that you turned down?
Okay, I don't know how explicit I can get on here, so you guys will have to let me know. So I'll do a bit of a softer one. Role-playing as a mom and engaging in sexual acts with her son.
Huh.
That doesn't seem like something a preacher would do.
Something an 80s movie.
Well, she's not a preacher anymore.
It's something like a movie in the 80s.
Right.
No, but that you could get that for free on other sites.
Wasn't that a song?
Which is weird. They specifically want you to do it.
Stacey's mom or something.
They want Nicole Mitchell.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. But then they wanted to actually see you having sex or faking that, like acting.
They take as much as they can. So if it can be real sex or the more explicit it is, the more they would love it.
Wow. It's interesting what people ask.
So
there's this whole market out there. I'm fascinated
about
this because I scroll through Instagram and I'll like or not like.
Right.
Like there's this whole other, it's the surface.
Right.
You never think to like reach out to someone and be like, hey, would you walk on tacos for $200?
Yeah.
Why
it's
tacos,
a waste of
Bill?
Tacos.
But meatloaf is much softer.
Wow, that's amazing.
The options are endless.
So you said,
another fan.
You said no to that one.
Correct.
Because that was a $250, $350 offer?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm just, incest is just not something I'm like, yes.
So you wouldn't do that for any money?
Yeah, the Lord had a problem with that.
It's not something I feel comfortable with.
Okay, but wait, you stopped short of saying no, not there's no amount of money.
I mean, we all have a price point.
Yes. Right?
Why don't you just hit him with the price you want? Listen, I'll do that, but then of course.
Right. $1 million.
This way, either you get it or they take a hike.
This is amazing. Well, I don't want to lose them. This is what I love about OnlyFans is it's a really safe space for people to be brave with their fetishes and kinks. And I want to want them to feel safe to ask me that and not shame them for it. That's why I'm always like, you can ask me anything, but I reserve the right to say no.
Right. You could say no, but why wouldn't you? Now, I'm just asking because I don't know and I'm fascinated by this. Why wouldn't you say, you know, that's out of my comfort zone. That would be a lot more than $350 and see what they come back with.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm.
Okay, I might implement your strategy. Thank you.
All right. Well, let me know how you make out with that.
I will. Thank you.
I'm calling for my $1 million mansion. Yes.
No, I mean, you don't have to give me $10,000 to duct tape my head, okay?
Right.
You're not even going to see my face.
Right. Or why not duct tape somebody else's face and say it's you?
No, they'll know her body.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Just show them from the head.
Her body's out there.
Just
like, you could...
From the neck up. Could be anybody.
Maybe you can get really good at photoshopping. Maybe that's the hack.
Right.
As soon as they sniff that, the fans are gone. That's it.
Yeah. No, I think you do it, but it's got to be the, this is a game. It's called The Price is Right.
Right.
That sounds familiar. Is that Plinko?
Exactly.
So we're talking to Nicole Mitchell. We're following her on Instagram. She's an OnlyFans. What do you charge for that?
$15 a month.
That's
a deal.
Seems like a deal.
It's a deal. I post every day on my main feed. I send out a DM every day. You get so much content and value for $15 a month.
But you're a life coach. About 1,000 more questions for Nicole Mitchell. Instagram, OnlyFans, hottie, former preacher, life coach. What an interesting life.
No Dunkin' Donuts in there at all? What counter person?
Well, she was a school teacher, and she was a face painter. I want to talk to you about like foot fetishes. That is the number one fetish. And we have someone on the show who has a foot fetish.
Yes, Phil. How are you?
AJ.
Love it.
Yes. Do you get many requests for that type of thing?
Surprisingly, I don't. I get the occasional request for it, and I'm always happy to create content for them.
Well, there's no duct tape in your head. But
what kind of requests do you get for that?
I have requests of, like, taking photos of my feet wearing socks, of me taking off socks, of massaging my feet with lotion, doing a foot job, are some of the things that have been requested.
What was
Yep.
Like put like a jumping rope or
no, not that. I mean,
the podiatry department.
Those kinds of jobs.
Playing this little piggy.
These are all podiatrists. Tic-tac-toe. Right. Exactly. Right.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yep.
It's amazing. You know, the hard work seems to me would be all the different outfits.
Yes. What's the hard part? What do you mean by that?
Like a costume department. Like you want someone's Bo Peep, for example.
That's the fun part.
You got to try and find it. You go
If you scroll through her Instagram, like July 4th weekend, she has a red, white, and blue bikini, right? And then she has she had a picture where she's in front of a ping pong table, and there's ping pong paddles over her boobies, and the ping pong paddles match her underwears.
It's incredible.
So it's all coordinated.
Yes.
Right.
It's a lot of work.
Right. Do you have like a costume department or something like that? Or like, you know, like
I
department?
Should because I have more lingerie, bikinis, and all that than I do regular clothes. I have so much. Because that reason, you change your outfit every day or you have different shoots of different outfits all the time. So you're just always either ordering new outfits or you have fans always mailing you outfits.
That's got to help.
Yeah. That's true.
My fans are so good at that. Sending me, buying me stuff off my wish list, giving me outfits they want me to create content in. It's amazing.
Oh, wow. Your wish list.
Yeah, friends mail me a Harley.
It's almost like a wedding gift list, right? What do they call that? The registry.
Registry, yeah. Right.
Yes.
Couldn't think of the word.
It's now, amazing. Go ahead.
In exchange for an outfit, will you give them personal content?
I'll send them like thank you photos of me in it. I'll make like a quick thank you video. But then anything content I create with it, they have to pay more money for that.
Now, who takes the pictures of you?
Most of the time it's me and my ring light.
Wow.
and a timer.
The timer on the cell phone, right?
Wow. So you have to do, AJ knows all about this. AJ, you want to have a chit-chat or?
What, like cell phones? It's very easy. You press that one thing, you might put 10 seconds, I run across the room.
Yeah. No, but just different angles that you like.
I'm noticing as I get older, it's getting tougher to find a good angle. So now I gotta start finding good shading.
It's true for all of us.
Right. Shading or you go to the edit thing and there's different, like, you know, shading you can put on the picture.
Filters.
Right, you don't
filters.
Touch up your pictures, do you?
I do like usually some skin softening, but that's about it. Because there's a lot of models who will really do a lot of editing, but then I feel there's a lot of pressure to maintain that.
Yeah.
And I just don't have enough energy to do that. I'm like, this is what you get. Right. This is what I look like. I'm a real human. We all age. And so I don't over filter.
Now, do you have a husband?
No, but I'm dating and I'm having a lot of fun.
Great. And now, what does this person think about what you do? That has to be a problem. Well, not a problem, but a challenge to find someone who's okay with it.
At least a conversation early.
Right. Yeah.
Like, by the way, is what I do for a living.
You know what's so interesting? On my dating apps, I didn't put it on there because I'm like, I want them to get to know me and my heart and like, give me a shot. But then we'd go on dates and we'd connect, have an amazing time. And then they'd find out the work that I do and they'd be like, never contact me again.
Wow.
Or the other reaction is they get super turned on. They're like, oh, my God, this is so hot.
That's too much, right?
And after a little, it's too much. They actually can't handle being someone like me. Yeah. So it's a really interesting dance trying to find someone who not only knows about it, but fully supports you in it.
It's like you almost have to find someone in the entertainment business because they kind of get that you're in show business.
Right. Someone does
part of it's show business. Yes. You know, it's a job.
Or a photographer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Or finding someone who's really grounded in themselves and who's willing to like build that trust and rapport with you. Absolutely.
Or they're blind. One of the two.
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea. No, I'm going to go outside. I'm taking pictures of
birds. You take
birds.
A lot of pictures of yourself.
Of birds. Some,
oh, you're going to
hear the camera
birds.
A lot. Just birds. And then I'm doing also this potted plant over here.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're going to get things moving around the apartment for a second.
All right, we're linked up to your stuff on our radio station's website, and we got to have you back. We appreciate your story. It's really interesting.
I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for giving so much time to connect and talk. It means a lot to me, and I know you guys have a full schedule, so thank you for that opportunity.
Oh, well, thank you. Nicole Mitchell, pastor turned, I don't want to call her a stripper, but she's a life coach and model. On Instagram, OnlyFans Superstar. We're linked up on the radio station website.